Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I'm pro-life. I don't apologize for it. I think the fact the Biden administration allowed mifepristone to be made available on a mail order basis was a fundamental change.
In a Face the Nation interview, former Vice President Mike Pence says he'd like to see mifepristone taken off the shelves to protect the unborn. Earlier this month, a Texas federal judge ruled the drug should not have been approved 20 years ago and said it should no longer be sent by mail. But the Supreme Court has paused that ruling, leaving the pill on the market for now. North Carolina Democratic Representative Kathy Manning says the GOP is aiming for a full nationwide abortion ban.
More than 5 million women have used mifepristone, which has indeed been proven to be safe and effective.
Republican presidential hopeful spoke to religious conservatives at an Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition fundraiser, perhaps the unofficial start to the state's primary race. Declared candidates include former President Donald Trump, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott hasn't officially declared yet.
It feels like when you look around our country today that Joe Biden and the radical left has created a blueprint on how to ruin America. I gotta tell you, not on my watch.
On Friday, President Joe Biden signed an order creating a White House Office of Environmental Justice and making environmental justice a responsibility for all federal agencies.
There's a lot we still don't know about the quality of people's wastewater or the air they're breathing. There's still a lot we don't know about the cumulative impacts of pollution on people's health.
A separate EPA proposal is expected, possibly this week, that could require coal and natural gas-fired power plants to drastically cut greenhouse gas emissions by 2040. The plan could force fossil fuel plants adopt carbon capture or switch to other fuels. And Amanda Leland with the Environmental Defense Fund says the agency is also looking at an auto emissions rule that would ensure 2/3 of new cars be electric or zero carbon in 9 years.
The EPA is making bold steps to address climate pollution through policies such as shifting our cars and trucks and buses to electric.
Finally, Fox News may have settled its case with Dominion Voting Systems, but its legal battles aren't over. In a suit similar to Dominion's voting systems company, Smartmatic is suing Fox for $2.7 billion. Smartmatic says the network let Trump lawyer Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani air 2020 election conspiracy theories, knowing they were false. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.